Hawaii saw its first hurricane of the season. Hurricane Hector skirted us by last week. But the focus on preparedness drew our attention to a new app that was born out of two storms in the Atlantic, Harvey and Irma. Adam Huminski and Brian Helinski wanted to create something to help link evacuees and hosts during a national disaster. They flagged the new app that they created to us last week as Hawaii watched that first hurricane of the season approach.
Harmony app is a new app that we've just developed this year and is recently available on iOS and Android devices. And pretty simply put, the app was developed to help connect people who have extra space with people who need a safe place to go during emergency and evacuation events. So the idea came to us last year when we saw all of those hurricanes happening one after each other. So with Harvey and then Irma and then Maria, for us in particular with Irma, we both live in the Carolinas, and we saw firsthand the effect of 7 million people trying to be evacuated from Florida from this major hurricane that was headed straight to the area. And it was, you know, very difficult for these people to essentially pick up their lives and move on and try to find a safe place to go. So when we saw all of these events occurring, it came to Adam. He actually reached out to me and said, you know, I'd really like to try and help somebody and offer them a place to go, because even in the Carolinas, we saw a pretty significant portion of 7 million people coming in our direction. So Adam was struggling in a sense that he had some space. He was really willing to help a family that may be in need and just need a place to stay for a few days while they were being evacuated from Florida. And unfortunately, there just wasn't an easy way to do that, or a centralized community of people that could be connected for, you know, somebody that has the space and then somebody that needs a safe place to go. So we got together and kind of put our minds together and came up with this idea for Harmony, and to develop this application where it would be an easy way to try and connect these people during these difficult times. So we started developing the app early this year, and we wanted to, like I said, make it as easy as possible, in a sense where when people come and download our Harmony app, that it's easy to either you're coming because you need a place to go, or you have a place that you're willing to offer to somebody else. So for a new user that downloads our app, you'll be greeted by our main dashboard, and you have these two large options. You need a place or you have a place. And then from there, if you need a place to go, you can simply go into the application and you can search by a map or a list of people that are close to your proximity, or if you have an area in mind where you might be looking to try and evacuate and find a safe place to go, you can search by location. And you can also create user preferences and just kind of input a little bit about who you are, whether you're an individual or a family perhaps that might have four members or six members in your family, if you have any pets or special requirements or things that you just would be in need of. You can put all these preferences in and then be connected with somebody who on the flip side has a place to go.
And these are for short stays, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's essentially to help people bridge the gap, essentially, from when they need to get up and go to find a place just to go for a short period of time. Our app only allows stays up to 7 days.
Oh, so just
a
week.
After that, it's up to that person. You know, obviously, they're going to have to see and evaluate what may have happened in their area and be connected with somebody such as FEMA if there's a need for a little more long-term solution. But for the short term of just trying to find a safe place to go on short notice is why we developed the Harmony app. For somebody that may have a vacation rental, for somebody that may not have a vacation rental, but maybe they have in an area where there's basements or they have an extra bedroom, or just an area within their home. It can be used in so many different ways. If there's a safe place that you can offer somebody to go, then you can use Harmony to connect with people who need that safe place.
So at this point, it's a free app?
Yes. The app is free to download, and it's free to use. There's no fees for anybody to come in and use the app. As a security feature, we do have a credit card authorization similar to what you would see at a hotel, where your credit card would just have a $100 hold on the card, but we never actually collect any of those funds, and it simply comes down to the app is it's free to use, but we just utilize the authorization kind of as an added security feature for the app.
So how does that work as far as like payment of any kind of money between the two parties?
There is none. This is all done on goodwill. It's essentially people that really truly just want to help people. It's not for somebody that's looking to make any kind of monetary incentive off of somebody's bad fortune, I guess. We wanted to create this for, you know, people that truly need help, people that truly want to help them, and not make it into a profitable type thing.
I see. And then have you reached out to any of the emergency management agencies?
We have. Being a startup, we've had to rely on introductions made through various channels, and then obviously have to go through just the basic submission process to try and get connected with the emergency management teams. You know, we've had some discussion with some of the large cities throughout Florida, and have kind of targeted our app launch through the Southeast United States, and are hoping to expand. We're just trying to do our best to connect those people when they have a difficult time trying to find a place to go, with people that are truly willing to help. You know, with the tropical storms, with the fires that are occurring in California, anytime where somebody has a need for temporary shelter during an emergency, it would be great for anybody, including your listeners, just to sign up and lend a hand if they're able to do that. It's easy to do. We created the app to be kind of more of a proactive solution where people can sign up today. We hope it's an app that many people sign up for but truly never have to use. So when an event does occur, it's easy to go in and you can set your preferences and you can tell people that you need shelter and you can enter your shelters in advance and easily turn them on and off. So if you want to enter your space and keep it turned off, you can do so, and then you can only turn it on when there's an event, such as what you guys saw with the volcanoes and things like that.
That was Brian Helinski, one of two developers of the app Harmony. It was designed to help match up those who may have room in their home with victims of a disaster for free short stays. For links and more info, check our webpage at hawaiipublicradio.org.